Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Election Day, and we're going to have Kelby Smith from his Advocates. How would you crystallize the name of what you promote, Kelby? Because what you're doing is you're promoting what we call a godly citizenship, which means you're not a chattelized property to the corporation of the United States of America. You're actually a state citizen of the states, which collectively are called America. And there's a big difference. And what's happened is the banks basically run everything, don't they?
They do. The Ben Franklin never called himself a United States citizen. He was a state citizen. All of our founders were not United States citizens. They were state citizens. They alone have signed the Declaration of Independence. Nobody else today is affixing their mark or their signature to those documents that are all important so you can make your allegiance to what the founders gave us. Remember, Ben Franklin said, it's a republic, ma'am, if you can keep it. And she's thinking it's for everybody, and it's not. It's for individuals that want to step into it. And so, to answer your question, you know, today's a big day of voting, and the question is should we vote if we're trying to be a good Christian? Like my pastor says, I need to get out there and vote.
Right.
And if you're trying to be a state citizen, that means the United States is not your government. And so that's why, you know, it's a touchy subject on how do you make change on something where change is not ever going to be made. And I mean that. I know we're seeing progress under this administration, and I agree this is a lone man show trying to change, you know, what's going on in this nation. But what we need to realize, that's a corporation, United States, Title 28, Section 3002. A corporation just doesn't go to the president. It goes to the board of directors. There is the banks, the 13 banks, I'm guessing, are sitting on the board of directors for the United States. And the people are the stockholders. And that means they're the guarantor. They're the surety against the debt of that corporation. Because the corporation took all the rights of the people away a long time ago, but they started with the gold, the land, and then they ultimately in 1935 made the people the surety, and under the Trading with the Enemy Act made them an enemy combatant and belligerent to the United States.
What year was that? What year was that?
It started in 1917, and then it was amended in 1933, Trading with the Enemy Act.
Isn't that when they also reevaluated gold? And they told people to turn to gold, and then they reevaluated, which changed the value of the dollar and gold.
Right.
So basically, what you're saying is there's a number of things. I support Donald Trump on several levels. I support him in terms of the economy. I will vote for him, and so on, all this stuff. But what I'm concerned about is the actual system. Whether you have Trump in or a Democrat or whatever, the system is above that. And what people have to understand, this is a Luciferic control system. Where it's not just in America, each country has its own version, like I call it the Luciferic Walmart of Satan. Every
right.
single government on earth, every public religion on earth is infiltrated and controlled by Luciferic dialectics of opposition. And in fact, they've chattelized the property, so basically people don't have the right to actually own things. They are actually the surety against the national debt, aren't they?
They are absolutely. And here's the contention I have. You think Donald Trump owns and runs it? If it's a corporation, who owns and runs it? It's the banks. The banks have forced the, you know, there was an article back in the 20s, and it was front page on the New York Times, the five billionaires of this nation bought the United States. It was published. They've made it full knowledge of what they're doing. And then all of a sudden, hey, let's get some people to back up. We took the gold. We bought the country in default, in debt. We crashed the economy. We took it from 100 cents on the dollar to 5 cents.
But it was all done on purpose, wasn't it? They pulled it into the small mom-and-pop banks and destroyed them. My grandfather told me this when I was 14, of how they collapsed the economy. And the big banks, now that's why we look at the, we call the Druidic Council of 13. And I mentioned this. 13 is a very, very important number. It's a Luciferic number. The 13th seat is by the Druidic Council, if you want to call it, chairperson. His name is Apindar, which means an evil name, meaning the penis of the dragon. And the dragon is Lucifer. People have to understand most of what we see on our face, whether it's here or India or Bangladesh, there's a Luciferic control system in every religion and every public government on earth, isn't there?
Absolutely.
It's not just America. Absolutely. It's not just an American battle. This is a battle in the heavenlies for the actual identity of what we are and made in God's image.
That's absolutely true. But there's also a representation of Yeshua in every governmental agency. And so all the governments aren't bad. It's the Lucifer, you know, the people that are representing the dark side and stepping into government positions that are not doing their oath of office, that are going outside of the will of God, right, that are bad. And that's what we need to stand against as a body politic of people. Here's the problem with voting. You're joining a pack. You're joining a Republican Party. You're basically making a political allegiance to a corporate party that is owned by the United States. You're guaranteeing a contract with that corporation and saying, I am an employee of the United States Corporation. Ultimately, every person that is working for a company in this nation is an employee of the United States. That's why these forms are on United States forms, IRS forms. And so we need to be thinking about what we're signing before we go out and cast our ballot. And if we're signing something that says we're a United States citizen or we're a United States person, and you're trying to be a state citizen, you need to know contract law and how to get around the elements of...
Mm-hmm. You can still vote, but you can be a state citizen but still vote is what you're saying. But you have to do it properly.
You have to do it from a contractual standpoint, understanding that the United States citizen is a registered organization known as your BC, your birth certificate. That's what the United States citizen is. People think it's you. It's, if you go look up the words collective entity doctrine and look at in Black's Law the definition of identity, you will be absolutely floored. The bottom line is when you are looking at a registered organization, that BC, that birth certificate, first off, it is a corporation. It's an in legis trust. They take it, they put it on a 32-pound watermark banknote paper, converting it to an instrument, put a CUSIP number on it, and register it in for trading. You're taking your child and making them chattel, and you're literally turning that child over to the state. And here's how they do it, and this is done in total fraud, total trickery, and it pisses me off. When you look at the birth certificate application, or the live born record, excuse me, application, right, here's what it says. On the top it says who's the mother and who's the father. And so you write that information in, and down where you're signing, it says parent and informant. Now, parent in Black's Law is a judicially decreed guardian. Judicially decreed guardian. Informant, one of the definition is one who turns one over. So you're taking your child, putting their DNA, their thumbprint, their handprint, their footprint on this chattel paper. You're now signing it over to the state as the one who turns one over. The mother is the representation, the party, the parent, the informant, turning the child over, the chattel paper over to the state. The state then publishes it. Nobody comes and makes a claim. The state now is the owner of that paper. And perceived child, and that's why social services has power and so much power over children these days, is because the marriage license.
Exactly, and of course, when you look even in socialist countries, that's why if the Democrats get in, the socialist countries basically will completely force vaccines, completely take your child. For example, I just had a case yesterday with Dr. Truat, where he knows a lady and their family where the child had cancer. The parents didn't want to submit the child to conventional chemo because they want to try alternatives. The child was going to do it on alternative care. The Child Protection Service in Ontario, Canada, came and swooped in, grabbed their child, forced their child to take conventional chemo, and the chemo is killing the child now. So this is because you're in Canada, this is not just an American problem, is it?
It's bigger
than life here. World. It's all over. It's in Britain. It's in Europe. It's in France. It's
you know,
all
the
over
IRS
the world.
Is in over 100 countries with their social security numbers, the IRS. We institute our ways around the world, and we call ourselves America. It's all corporate policies that we're
Babylon the Great.
Babylon the Great.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
So, couple of announcements here. Again, one of the things I want people to do is when you go to NutriMedical, do purchase all your nutritional needs at NutriMedical.com. Do realize that we provide better services, better nutraceuticals than all the ones you see advertised on this network on my show. Do not think that I'm endorsing them. I'm not. I want you to understand that you get free consultations by email, free callbacks if you've purchased any product. And then if you need a consult, you actually get a medical doctor, myself, retired from having an office in practice, but consulting literally more people per day than I did even when I was in practice. And I will help you to interact with your surgeons, your doctors, your specialists, your natural doctors, and obtain connections with other people. It's important to understand what we're doing with Kelby, is we're trying to start realizing, and I'm going through the steps. I want to get my birth certificate out of the chattelized agreement with these luciferic monsters. I did a show last Friday on the 26th with Deborah Tavares, and I will be working that into a video. I'll also post it up on Deagle Network. And you have to understand, and this may sound a little obscene, but unfortunately it's true. God has permitted me to be through some very bizarre and very telling and very classified things, some of it pretty hellish, so that I can be a witness to you to tell you what's really going on in the world. And tell you at the deepest levels what's going on. And I could bring in people like Kelby Smith, who was a broker and understands and found these things out the hard way. I mean, this isn't pleasant to find this stuff out, is it?
No, I went through I was a George Bush saluting Republican, conservative, to, you know, realizing, oh my gosh, the Bushes could quite possibly be one of the largest criminal empires on this earth.
Right.
And, you know, those things that we're trying to figure out for ourselves and get knowledge for ourselves, you know, they come over long periods of time, and some of them are so hitting you in the face that, you know, you get depressed, you want to go out and have a beer and let everything go, or you don't want to be a party to life anymore. And, you know, the first 6 months of my life in 2007, I went into a depression. I thought martial law was coming. The economy was collapsing. I saw the writing on the wall. They were giving banks $800 billion. You know, doing an act in Congress, you know, with the Treasury Secretary on his knees, Henry Paulson, you know, begging for, you know, this to go through so we can save the nation. And you know what? I have a friend who wrote the bonded instrument and who is a part of one of the biggest banking families, who basically wrote a $3 trillion instrument and bailed out this nation, which is something a lot of people don't understand. The money, the power, the vote, the everything comes from the people. We are the power, and they don't want us to know what we have under the Declaration or under God. They just don't. They want to keep us as dumb sheeple and the pledge surety for whatever they want to do. And they want to make you feel like you're insane for thinking anything other. You know, he's one of those sovereigns that think he doesn't have to obey federal law. That's not what I believe. The fact remains, as a state citizen, when you start understanding the law, the United States is a foreign corporation within respect to the state. That's a Supreme Court ruling. It has nothing to do with me. Bond versus the United States says, you know, the same thing about a state citizen. People need to start really realizing.
You're thinking of things like the IRS, in other words, or federal law versus state law.
You know, federal law, and it's what state law are you talking about? Are you talking about the corporate state, like the 1879 Constitution, which is the state of California, all caps state of California? People don't understand where we're at, what we are, who we are, what. And, you know, I challenged, and I already told you this on a previous show, I challenged the archives guy for California with the two constitutions. I said, if you Google the 1849 Constitution, it's still active law. Do you agree with that? And he said, yeah, of course I agree with that. And I said, then in the 1879 Constitution, show me where it adopts, annuls, ratifies, gets rid of, puts down, closes out, amends, alters, squashes, blows apart the 1849 Constitution. And it was like an eye-opening moment for him. It doesn't. It says nothing about the 1849 Constitutions. You have two jurisdictions by allegiance.
Well, give me an example of something that just happened, okay? And there's a couple things. January 8th of this year, Donald Trump authorized 5G network. Now, the Mark of the Beast system is a layered system that the Satanists put on mankind over thousands of years. The first was with Helena, the mother of Constantine. They instituted what's called Sunday worship. That's the first layer. The final layer is hacking into your consciousness. You've already been chattelized and turned into property. They don't want human beings, which basically are a godlike being. It's our destiny as humans. Collectively, and by the image I'm saying, there's the three parts to us. We have a physical part in the entropic universe, which goes through time, space, and we can die eventually, whether it's 50 years or 1,000. We have a spirit body, which is basically in consciousness, that's connected to the cord of living waters to our physical body. And then we have the seed atom of God. We actually have a portion that allows us to exist, which is the seed atom of God's presence in us. We couldn't exist without God's intention field allowing us to exist. And in fact, hell is just simply God withdrawing that seed atom, and you start to be annihilated. So it's almost like God has a dream, and we're part of the dream, and if he decides not to dream us anymore, we don't exist. And people don't understand that it's our destiny as humans that collectively the human race, which say 1,000 years from maybe would be 1 trillion people, are the bride of the Creator God. It's our destiny to be co-equal with the Creator God because God's Spirit dwells in us. And all of our rights, including our rights to life, our rights to health care and property, come not from our government, they come from the Creator. And it's in the Bible, it's all over the place. The fact is, the ancient state of Israel and the state of America was, and still is, the only nations where our rights come from our Creator God, not from government. Every other nation on earth, France, Germany, Britain, all the rights come from the government, don't they?
Yeah, but not for me. I'm a state citizen.
The government by being state citizen, so they come from your state citizenship. And that's the problem, is people don't understand. Otherwise, you're not a person. This is created in the image of God. You're a piece of property owned by a corporation.
And only because you made a contract or several contracts that state so.
And it doesn't matter if you're ignorant of it. I mean, if you make the contract,
doesn't matter.
If you're ignorant. Now, the problem is, that's why I say the Mark of the Beast is something that's coming in stages. Last year, the cell phone companies announced that they will hack into human consciousness and then say 5-6 years now, So it's 25, and it's 2018. So in 5 years now, by 2023, your kid can order Jumanji and play it by directly having a cortical interface helmet or whatever, so they can actually play the video game without eyes or ears. People don't realize this is coming. And it's just another layer of the corporate thing that's been put on us. We've been turned into property. We've been turned into instruments. And we actually, when we even have things like the Delphi technique for going to committees with the United Nations and Italy and the United Nations, these are all techniques to eventually take our rights to even have representative government. So even when we look at Donald Trump, I'm sure he's frustrated. He's a high-level Royal Archmason trying to do the right thing, but he's coming against constant obstruction. I don't know what's going to happen in the election today. I'm very concerned that if the Democrats take over, the globalists will just, you know, it's like a snake. It pushes against itself. It doesn't matter if it gives the left side of the dialectic or the right. They're going to move us toward the goal of globalism, total control of the human race. That's what's coming, isn't it?
Wow, yeah. I'm hoping not.
Well, I'm a pessimist.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
So let's give us the steps that people should do to clear up their relationship with God and with man, and also stop the march toward the mark of the beast, which is, like I said before, it's a simple analogy. If you don't opt, you're in.
The question people need to think about, and I'll walk them through some steps, is what does come out of her mean? What is that structural system? And if you go to youtube.com,
you're talking about the call to come out of her, bless you, sharing her curses. The call by the Bible, it says, let it come out of Babylon. And the Babylonian system is based in America, isn't it?
I believe it's based in all over the world, but it's structurally being ran largely with the military support of the United States Corporation, yes.
Right. Yeah, it's a worldwide, cabal. It's tied with the Queen. It's tied with the Council of 13.
Yep.
It's tied with the European Union. It's got collaborators in Russia and China with high-level Masons everywhere on the planet. People have to understand what's going on here. It's very damned evil.
You know, I was watching... let me first say, if people want to know what coming out of her means and see some free trainings and watch what we do on multiple levels, they can go to youtube.com/hisadvocates. youtube.com/his-advocates. Click on the playlist, go to trainings, go to Pastor's Corner if you're a pastor.
Yeah, there's 7,000 pastors you're working with too, isn't there?
No. We're working with a lot of pastors, but Steve told you I had a vision that 10 years ago I was going to tell this information to a group of 7,000 pastors, and that's just a vision.
So it's a vision, yeah. So in other words, we need to get through to the Christian church, because a lot of the churches are being co-opted by the New World Order, aren't they? In fact, I think it was, 5 or 6 years ago, the number of pastors were actually recruited by our intel agencies to collaborate, if there's a collapsed economy or major catastrophe, to collaborate with this corporate control structure and Homeland Security, right? Didn't they?
Well, that's what I've heard. I've heard many, many dastardly things that 1.6 million pastors, which is a large number of pastors, have signed on because they're a 501c3 to the ideology that when a catastrophe hits, to tell their parishioners to go into a FEMA camp. And you look at these plans that Satan has kind of put together, or the dark side, whatever you want to call it. I can show you a law that was passed in 1998 where they're making all the federal bases, that military bases that were closed, they're making them all FEMA camps. And we know there's FEMA camps all over this nation. We know if you go to army.mil, army.mil, that's the military website by the federal government, they are hiring internment specialists and have been for 5 years. Now, where are those internment specialists going? Right. Who are they going to manage? Or and they talk about the people that they're governing or working with as being people that are dissidents that lost their home. But all the pictures they show are prisons. They show people in prison bars. They don't show you know, people in a in an environment that's conducive of
An apartment or something to survive, let's say, economic or geoclimatic collapse. No. Just like the Italy, the resilient cities, they met with Barack Obama almost 40 times, the resilient cities from the United Nations, and they talk about building these 324 square foot rooms with, you know, cyber walls, so you can actually have a screen instead of a wall there, so it doesn't seem so small. And building them in the center of the United States, so there's no rural community, there's no coastal communities. They talk about this on Deagle, DEAGEL.com, which is a play on my name, that, and this is a military site, and they talk about the fact they've calculated out the 86% drop in the U.S. population by 2025. Damn it. You know, people don't get this. They're meeting with our top leaders and our presidents and so on, and they're telling us that there's going to be a catastrophe, and they're going to sequester the human population that survives to these death cells. This is not a joke, okay? And they have to understand there's evil people, there's multiple presidencies, it's high-level politicians, both Democrat and Republican, that are globalists. Look at Paul Ryan making statements that, you know, the chain migration, that birthright citizenship shouldn't and can't stop because it's a constitutional thing. No, it's not. He's full of it. Okay, I'm like half a lawyer. I can tell you he's an absolute liar. And remember, these people like his father-in-law, Boren, moved, in fact, these intel agency training centers to Oklahoma City, to the University of Oklahoma, where he's now still the president of the university. People need to understand what's going on here is a collaboration of a small cabal of Luciferic Satanists that are running the world into the ground and getting ready for what's called the tribulation. And they're on a fast timeline because there's a cataclysm coming to the planet that they're not in control of. It's called Luciferic Disjunction. And Mark, and it was in the book of Mark that God said, lest those days be cut short, no flesh would survive. God's going to cut those days short. He's going to take evil out of the world, but it's going to be people like us that opt out of the system and say, we're not going to live in a big city. We're not going to live as a chattelized citizen of the United States. We're not going to opt into a system where we hand over our rights and our privileges. And remember, they use this technique, like the Delphi technique, to make sure we have to agree to a consensus, rather, even if it violates our common sense and decency. We don't want to agree to a consensus, do we? Especially if it's a non-Christian.
No. No. Bill, there is so much you just said that I would like to address a lot of it.
Yeah, go ahead and address it, because I think people don't get it. When we're talking about, you know, like I have a, what's called Mosaic calling, which means I want to lead the people out of bondage in Egypt, which is the world, Babylon, and into a new kingdom where we become the bride of God. We're getting ready. This is a bridal chamber room. If you want to put it this way, if I was running an earthly bridal chamber, I'd be getting the bride and the bridesmaids ready for the marriage supper. That's what we're doing. We're getting the human race ready to become the bride of the Creator God and become the eternal bride of the Creator of the universe. That's what our destiny is.
And to help each other through that process and understanding and understanding what that exactly means. See, I'm not talking about salvation, Bill. This has nothing to do with
salvation. This is much more than that, isn't it?
This is everything to do with obedience.
Right.
And people want to pick scripture and they want to say, hey, that's in Revelations 18, 19, 20. We're already raptured. What does it have to do with this? Well, it's also in Jeremiah. It's also in Isaiah. It's also in the Psalms. And it's speaking specifically of what's going to happen to this end times Babylonian system.
And by the way, the rapture is, you got an Aramaic Bible, which I have. is a rapture. It says where they are. They're in the Valley of Gehenna. It's taking evil out. The rapture is not taking good out of the world. They'll go to heaven and say, don't look down there. It looks ugly. It's taking evil out. And God's going to say, okay, people that are not just, remember, people can still be saved to go to heaven. But whether they're going to suffer on earth or whether there's going to be a human race on earth with descendants to serve God and have new children, they have to be obedient. And there's going to be a remnant to survive whatever the hell's coming because most people aren't listening. And they think you and I, when we talk like this, we're nuts. What do you mean, Dr. Deagle? You mean it's a corporation? Yeah, it is. And what do you think, that the druids are running everything? Yeah, they are. That's why when you look at the Pope's mitre hat, he has a fish hat even towards the sky because that's the word of the sky gods that came down here, the Nephilim. People don't understand that every single Masonic organization looks as Jewish, or looks like Jewish symbols, but it's actually Canaanite and Druidic symbols, like the Star of Asterisk, which is not the Star of David. It's the Star of the fertility goddess of the spring that takes human sacrifice of babies born, lascivious sex, and full moon ceremonies 9 months earlier for other than your husband, or a proxy, sweetbreads to the Queen of Heaven. What's going on right now is the devil is having a freaking field day, getting away with murder, literally, not just the murder of physical bodies and destruction of our healthcare system, because they don't want people that are innovative like me to fix healthcare. I mean, I can treat hundreds of health conditions that nobody else on earth can do. Why? And why do I get persecution? It's not because they don't have science. Who cares? I'm one of the first doctors trained in MRI and ultrasound in the world, and genetics and so on. You know what the problem is? They don't want to fix the system, just like these Democrats want to make sure they give Medicare for all, because it's broken, it's evil, it's murder for all. That's why I call the American Medical Association the American Murder Association. But the same with your government. By the way, even when Donald Trump's doing all these good things, behind the scenes, lots of bad stuff, like, hey, how do you like your water? Trump doesn't know this, but, man, he's actually authorizing toxic water to feed your organic veggies and your kids and your drinking water. And if you can't afford the expensive stuff, you're going to have toxic polypharmacy water. Okay, yeah. So, yeah, as much as he's doing some good things, I need a back channel to get in touch like this guy, like to be Samuel, and so do you, to back channel to Trump, because he doesn't know the fullness of what's going on, even if he's a high-level Mason. He doesn't.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Again, you might think, well, we're making all this stuff up. No, we're not. In fact, at pain of death, not just physical but spiritual death, I came back as an 8.5-year-old to serve to the Most High God to save my brothers and sisters from eternal separation from the Creator. And that's what I'm doing every day. I'm 66. I don't need to do this. I do this for the sake of the love of the Creator God and my fellow mankind. Mm-hmm. And when we give people like Calvary Smith a platform, and by the way, the platform is going to expand because we're going to have a stream here in 2 days, which means we're going to have other opportunities for shows from you and, say, Josh Bernstein and so on, our stream. And our stream is also going to be posted over, hopefully, in midday, over in Red State Talk Radio and hundreds of more radio stations. And I want you out there to try to get the call letters of stations in America, Canada, Europe, Australia, whatever, and get the information back to us. And we're going to send them the stream so they can have a live or rebroadcast show. We provide information that, in fact, if I did this show and what we said here already in Canada or Britain, you and I would already be in cuffs heading to jail. Do you know that?
Mm.
I was advised in 1980, that's 18 years ago, when I went back to the studios, Vince Nude Studio, to go live on camera, that if I made the statements, and Willard Thiessen said he was the head of the ministry, if I made the statements that I did back then, which is much more aggressive now, we would immediately have the RCMP in and cuff and address me, and I'd go off to prison for minimum 5 years. Just the statements I do on almost every daily basis. So America still has free speech. But you have to understand, people are thinking, oh, you're making it up, Deagle. No, we're not making it up. And it's a lot weirder than anybody you're going to hear from Alex or anybody else in this network. The real reality is that the world is run by Lucifer, and we have the actual structural plan of it. In fact, I'm putting together a video this weekend to explain more detail of the tying in with the 13 houses and the banks and everything else. It's run as a Luciferic dialectic by transdimensional and exoplanetary evil, and people don't get it. And it's been going on for millennia. It's not a little early thing that happened the last 20 years. This has been going on for ages, and God's going to put an end to it real soon. The human race is going to get uncuffed. But part of it is you have to face the truth that you've been lied to, you've been chattelized, and even in this day of election, you're in a sense agreeing to a system where you're still part of the property control structure, and they want to push you to the left or right. You're either an uber-Democrat and you'll defend stupid things and even decency is violated, or the right where you just kind of ignore stuff like 5G network and toxic water, or the fact that we have a giant military. Like, why do we need a giant military if we could have peace on Earth, if we could have missile defense? Why do we have to have, healthcare systems like so-called Medicare, where you have these co-pays in Part B that's so expensive, 83% of people go bankrupt just because of healthcare. Now, don't think that making Medicare for all is going to fix it. It's not. It means you're going to die because you're not going to get to see a doctor. You're not going to get novel treatments like I provide. In fact, the treatments that I provide, you can't get in socialist countries like Britain or Canada. You can't. And in fact, if I was trying to set up an office, let's say back in Nova Scotia, where I resided with my mom before she died, I would probably be arrested for doing what I do right now every day. Did you know that?
That's too bad.
Even doing teleconferences with people in Iran or Germany or whatever, and helping people in ordering test kits and sending them, because I'm retired from practice, I'd be in trouble. So you have to understand what's going on is the world is so damned evil, you out there are making a mistake, or you think, if I attack the messenger, Deagle and Kelby Smith, well, maybe the message will go away. No, it's not going to go away. Ultimately, what's going to happen, and this is a bad scenario, a percentage or maybe a large percentage of the U.S. population and other countries around the world are all tagged now with a world ID. You know, this national ID 2020, it's already done. Every state in the United States, every country on Earth has it. They're tagging every individual in India. They're just finishing the last couple thousand of people out of 1.3 billion. It's almost as large as China. But it's soon going to exceed them in the next few years. They're going to be the biggest country on Earth, India. And they've tagged everybody with iris scans and with digital fingerprints and photographs.
Yep.
And these are villages where they don't even have electricity or plumbing water. They just have wells. And you think, oh, Diggle's making this up. No, I'm not making it up. And then you hear Elon Musk and these maniacs who want to have 5G network with 12,000 low-Earth orbit satellites and 5G everywhere. They're bringing the Matrix. Now, on October 10th, 1993, I had a supernatural visitation and was taken to the city from which the Mark of the Beast would come. I tried to apply to go work in that city. I found it was Colorado Springs. On July 10th, 1994, 9 months to the day, I walked through the same places underground, the Schriever Air Force Base, Vulcan, Colorado, and other facilities as the angel brought me. So I know things that are not just revealed by man's who knowing supernatural contacts who classified agencies, which I have, because I took care of, Delta Force Special Op and classified projects that have dubbed our secret. I have supernatural information like the ancient prophets Jeremiah and Isaiah that God has shown me that, oh my God, and, let me tell you, I need to be a tough SOB to put up with what I know. Because if you knew what I knew, and you weren't saved, the logical thing would be to commit suicide. I'm alive and kicking with even my health issues because I am saved, not because I'm a wonderful person, because I screwed up. That's why I call myself a warthog for God, but I love God, and I love my fellow man, and I'm willing to die for the truth. And if you out there are willing to die for the truth and set God before even your wife or your husband, then your marriage will be good, your love of your child will be real, and your love of your nation will be real rather than the false, fake system of I'm a Democrat, I'm a Republican. Guess what? I'm a God-serving and God-loving and humanity-loving man because they're made in the image of my Creator, and I have rights to come from my Creator God, not from a government, not from Donald Trump or the Democrats or Chuck Schumer or Nancy Pelosi or, these maniacs on either side. And, of course, the Democrats are now completely lost. They don't even have the decency to even cover up and make it look like a decent situation. At least the Republicans try to act like they've got some decency. But remember, there's still evil coming in. So even if Donald Trump gets another term, the New World Order is marching forward. 5G network, toxic water, international New World Order, national ID. These things haven't stopped even under Trump, are they?
They haven't. There's a reprieve and there's a major pushback against what Trump is doing, but there's a major, major revolt now, and they're basically going to the streets with the people to cause hate and division like never before.
Well, that hate and division is totally demonic. You have to understand, that's why the number of exorcisms worldwide is peaking. It's not just Catholics. It's shamans and everybody realizing that evil is going abounding. The war in the heavenlies is happening right now. The human race is getting close. We're months and years away from Armageddon, not decades. We're months and years. And it's my prediction and prophecy that in the second term of Trump, he will, with the Jews, rebuild the temple and do the abomination that desolates. He'll be like Herod Agrippa. And I know I love Trump, and I pray for the man that he becomes a real-life Christian boy. You know, like I call him Trump Pinocchio. But you got to understand, we're electing today whoever we're going to get. If the Democrats take the House, it'll even more guarantee that Trump's going to get in. Because they're going to expose just how awful the Democrats are. The Republicans have fixed the economy, trying to fix the border, fix a lot of things. But first off, you have to fix your relationship with God. You can't have toxic water. You can't have 5G network. You can't have autonomous vehicles driving down the road. You can't have total control, including mind control of your kid, so 5 years from now they can order Jumanji and play it through a video link game through their brain. That's damned evil. And no society should permit it. But guess what? I don't see anybody on the Democrat or Republican side restraining this evil coming on us. I don't see anybody. Do you?
You know, and the bottom line is no. There's the people are the power, and you have basically
the people are being dwelt by the will of God. You have to pray. The most important thing you can do
is
pray, man. Pray hard. Get on your face. Don't get on your knees. Get on your face and pray to God and cry out and say, God, you know, we're done. Without God's intervention, you're not going to survive. I don't care if you got guns and a private facility in Idaho and you got a whole little army around yourself. If you don't have God with you, man, you're done. In fact, if you're like a colony, you'll eat yourselves alive. You'll actually end up being cannibals. And like Soylent Green, you'll be eating each other for the final meal. I'm not kidding you. People say, Dr. Deagle, you're making that up. I said, you know what? Unless you have the will of God inside you and you have compassion for each other, you're not going to survive what's coming because it's going to be so vicious, so obscene, so out over the top, that you're not going to believe that this could happen, but it is going to. Well, and what I know, and I'm not going to be cruel to tell you what's going to happen, but let me tell you, with God, we can literally walk across the Gulf of Aqaba on a bridge where the Egyptians get destroyed. We can actually be protected from cyber attacking into our human consciousness. We can opt out of our citizenship so we're not manipulated either the left or the right. Because remember, even while Trump's doing a lot of good, there's a lot of stuff that's going on under his administration with globalists. Look at PNAC document John Lightning Bolt. These people are bad people. Right?
A lot of them are criminals and evil men and women.
And they got a history, man. This is not open to opinion. You say, that's your opinion, Deagle. So you know what? If you can read, you can bleed. How's that? Do you like that? If you can read, you can bleed.
Hey, everybody, go to hisadvocates.org and become a free member, and we'll give you a free consultation at any time.
Yeah, you're not going to hear this stuff in any other show. You're not going to hear it in any major show on this or any other network. You're going to hear it from me straight up. I bring on people like yourself. I don't hold any punches. As a martial artist of spiritual quiet kaekwondo, I punch through the target like all martial artists. You don't play around.
Nice.
Okay? And we need to realize we need to be Joshua's. We're ready for war for spiritual, intellectual, and warfare for our brothers and sisters who don't yet know that they're literally on the dinner menu. How's that?
Marijuana has
Nutramedical's New True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.